Parshas Bahar. Bruchim Aboim, welcome back, everybody. I'm sorry about the change of schedule. Thursdays do not work out for the foreseeable future, so for the while it'll be Be'ezus Hashem on Wednesday night. But Chazal tell us that the last 3 days of the week really pertain to the forthcoming Shabbos, so really from Wednesday onwards, certainly Wednesday night, we can already look forward. And we look forward to Parshas Bahar, and especially so this year, because Parshas Bahar, of course, begins with the mitzvah of Shemitah. We are now in the Shemitah year, and particularly here in Eretz Yisrael, this is, of course, very relevant, both in the halachas of Shemitah, but equally as important, the avodah of Shemitah, and that's what we're going to discuss tonight, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. So let's indeed ask the question, as our introduction this evening, why indeed is the mitzvah of Shemitah a mitzvah which is in Eretz Yisrael? It's a mitzvah hatuliya ba'aretz, it's noheges be'eretz Yisrael. The Loshon of the Pasuk right in the beginning of this week's parasha is Daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'omarto aleihem ki sovoyu el ha'aretz asher ani nesein lochem. When it will be that you will enter Eretz Yisrael, that I will give to you, then v'shovsa ha'aretz, Shabbos l'ashem, the land will rest. So this is something that we would like to examine first up, and that is why indeed is the mitzvah of Shemitah pertinent to Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael only. And our second question, which is quite related to the first, is that the Mishnah in Avos tells us that if Klal Yisrael do not keep Shemitah, then they will be exiled into Golos. They will be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. So once again, this is of course closely related to the first question. There seems to be a connection, a very close connection, between the mitzvah of Shemitah and Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah is to be kept in Eretz Yisrael. Failure to do so means that Klal Yisrael are exiled, as the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Avos tells us. And this is something we'd like to explain. What is the connection between Shemitah and Eretz Yisrael? So, by way of introduction, let's of course remind ourselves, start at the beginning, the very basics. What is the mitzvah of Shemitah all about? So the Gemara tells us, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, you should sow the land for 6, you should rest in the 7th. Why? Kedei SheTeidu, so that you will know SheHa'oretz Sheli Hi. In order that you should know and remember and understand that the land is mine. This is based on a pasuk, of course. The Torah already says, Ki li kol ha'aretz. And the Rishonim, the Sefer HaChinuch and others, they spell out that the purpose of Shemitah is sheyosif ha'odoim bitochoin b'shem Baruch Hu. This one word, bitochoin, appears in many Rishonim, that the purpose, the whole concept of the mitzvah of Shemitah, by leaving the land fallow for a year and relying 100% on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is itself a chizuk in bitochin. And so too, Rabbeinu Bachai, amongst other Rishonim, says the same thing, that the purpose of the Shemitah is kedei sheyisboinein ha'odom beliboy, that a person should understand in his heart that there is no other force in the world, elo la'odoin hakoil, the boss, the master of all. And this is discussed at great length, if anybody wants to look this up. It's a kliyokor in the beginning of this week's parasha, and he says, Oymer ani, I would say, sheta'am mitzvah zu, the reason, the purpose, the concept, the yesod of this mitzvah is lahashrish es Yisrael, in order to enroot, to infuse Klal Yisrael b'midas ho'emuna v'habitochoin b'ashem. So this seems to be a yesod which is agreed upon by all of the Mefarshim, that the purpose, the reason behind the mitzvah of Shemitah, the yesod of the mitzvah of Shemitah, is an avoida in bitochin. The Kli Yoko over there, however, makes an addition. And he is the one who explains to us why it is that Eretz Yisrael and Shemitah are so closely related. And he says, because Klal Yisrael had just been in the Midbar for 40 years. The Mon had rained upon them in Ashomayim, Bederech Nes. Their water supply came from the Be'er, Bederech Nes. The Anane HaKovoi, the clouds of glory, Bederech Nes. You could literally see and feel and live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. Now the Klal Yisrael were on the brink of entering Eretz Yisrael, where they would have to work the land. So if that's the case, there existed an enormous danger of Klal Yisrael being guilty of saying, Koichi v'oitzem yadi, this is all my doing. For the first time in the history of Klal Yisrael, their parnasa would come about through their own intervention, as it were. They would have to do hishtadlus. Therefore, they ran a real risk of them forgetting that which they could not forget in the Midbar. Says the Kli Yoko, the solution, the antidote to this problem was the mitzvah of Shemitah. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lest you potentially think and forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss, I'm going to now instruct you, number one, to plant the land for 6 years in succession, which the Kli Yoko says is itself miraculous, because normally you'd have to leave the field fallow more often than that. Furthermore, the seventh year, when indeed you do leave the land fallow, not only will there not be less produce, there will actually be more. As the Torah writes, V'tzivisi es birchosi, I will instruct my bracha to come your way, so that you will clearly see the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that will be your chizuk in bitochein. Va'al yedei, he says, kol ha-moifsim halalu, through all these tremendous nisim, you will remember well, ki li kol ha'aretz. Don't chas v'sholom let the Yetzirah convince you otherwise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Odoin HaKoel, ki li kol ha'aretz. Says the Kli Yoko in conclusion, we therefore understand that failure to keep Shemitah will result in galus. Why? Because the whole purpose of Shemitah is to remind you that the land is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's and your parnasa comes min HaShomayim. But if indeed you don't keep the Shemitah, and you don't remind yourself that you are here only temporarily, you are not the boss, and that Eretz Yisrael really belongs to Eretz Yisrael, well, if you think you're the owner of the land, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will repay you by taking you out of that land. That, says the Kli Yoko, and that's the addition that we find in the Kli Yoko. Yes, the Rishonim have taught us that Shemitah is all about bitochin, but the Kli Yoko is the one who explains to us why this is specifically related to Eretz Yisrael, and why failure to keep the Shemitah means galus. And the answer is because it's in Eretz Yisrael that Klal Yisrael needed a reminder more than ever that you need to be mischazik in your bitochin. That was unnecessary in the Midbar. Nobody needed a chizuk in bitochin in the Midbar when your food arrived at your doorstep through the Mon, the Anane HaKovod, the Be'erei Shel Miriam. Nobody needed a chizuk in bitochin. But in Eretz Yisrael they did, because they were working the land. And if that's the case, they ran a real risk of having to say, Koichi v'oitzem yodi, you therefore have the mitzvah of Shemitah, in which you remind yourself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in fact the Odoin of Eretz Yisrael, and if you don't remind yourself of that, then indeed you'll be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. So that clearly explains to us the correlation between Shemitah and Eretz Yisrael. In fact, it's very meduyuk in that opening pasuk that we began with. It says there, Ki sovoyu el ha'aretz, when you will come to the land, Asher ani noisein lochem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasizes, don't forget it's the land that I am giving to you. Why must that addition find itself in that pasuk? According to the Kli Yakar, it's very good. Because that's the whole purpose of Shemitah. In order to remind you that it's Asher ani noisein lochem. So there we have the Yesod. Shemitah is all about bitochen, and it was necessary, particularly in Eretz Yisrael. I would like, if I may, to take this further and explain that I think there is actually a deep lying connection between Eretz Yisrael and the mitzvah of Shemitah. And I'd like to begin, if I may, with a yesod, a very, very important and profound yesod, which we have made mention of on other occasions earlier on this year. We need to turn the clock back, all the way back to long before Klal Yisrael existed, the times of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Chazal tell us, it's in fact a Pirkei d'Rabbi Elezer. This goes all the way back to Parshas Noach, when for the first time in the history of humanity, nations were being formed. As we know, they built the tower, which resulted in 70 languages, 70 nations. Says the Medrash, it's a Pirkei d'Rabbi Elezer, Avraham Avinu was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Medrash there uses a pasuk, Ki chelek Hashem Amoy. Ki chelek Hashem Amoy. That's the Lashon of the Medrash, that Avraham Avinu was chosen, Ki chelek Hashem Amoy. What does that mean, Ki chelek Hashem? That the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning Klal Yisrael, are a chelek Hashem. Literally translated, a part, a portion, as it were, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? So here, Rabbeisai, we arrive at the big Yesod, and this is very, very, very fundamental. The Ramban explains that whilst HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, is the Mashkiach, is the supervisor, is the director of everything and anything that happens on planet Earth, but we must realize that the Hashkocha, which Klal Yisrael are zoicha to, is altogether different to that that the Goyim exist with. And what is the difference? Says the Ramban, because all other Goyim have an intermediary. They have some sort of intermediary angel, a sar or a mazel, through which their hashkocha, all of their affairs are directed. Not so with Klal Yisrael. With Klal Yisrael, their hashkocha is direct from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, b'chvoidoi uba'atzmoi. And that's what it means, says the Ramban, ki chelek Hashem amoy. We are a portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have that extra special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu supervises over Klal Yisrael directly, over other nations indirectly. Make no mistake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the affairs of the entire planet Earth. But it's of a different type. All other goyim, it's through an emtsoi, through an intermediary angel or sar or force. Whereas in the case of Klal Yisrael, ki chelek Hashem amoy. Says the Ramban, and here comes the critical addition. Where is it that this extra special, this unique hashkocha is manifest? In Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael are inseparable. The nation of Yisrael, in the land of Yisrael, that's where this Hashkocha Miuchedes is manifest. That's the Yisod of the Ramban. Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy, where is that particularly manifest? In Eretz Yisrael. So much so, there is a famous Gemara, at superficial glance, very difficult to understand, and it says at the end of Ksubas, whoever lives in Chutz La'aretz is kemi she'ein loy eloika, as if he has no God. What does that mean? Those who are listening tonight from Chutz La'aretz will be particularly startled. What does that Gemara mean? If you live in Chutz La'aretz, kemi she'ein loy eloika, as if there's no God? Says the Rashba, the same Yesod. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hamokoim, everywhere. There is no place that Chas V'Sholom is devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Kemi she'ein lo yaloika means they're not zoicha to that special hashkocha, that direct hashkocha from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, because that is manifest in particular in Eretz Yisrael. That's what's so unique about Eretz Yisrael. But now let's continue this and we'll see a remarkable theme. Avraham Avinu, as mentioned, was chosen, was singled out to be the head of the nation that is going to be zoicha to this extra special hashkacha in Eretz Yisrael. Fast forward now to Parshas Toldos. Yitzchak is giving the brachos. This will now dictate the course of all of the history of Klal Yisrael. Says the Ramban in Parshas Toldos, the bracha that Yitzchak benched Yaakov with was the Birkas Avraham, which was Limchoil Es Ha'oretz, to inherit the land of Eretz Yisrael. This is a highly troubling statement. Look through all of the brachas in Parshas Toldos, you will not find any mention whatsoever of the fact that Yaakov Avinu is going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. What on earth does the Ramban mean that Yaakov got the bracha from Yitzchak? Which bracha? The Birkas Avraham, to inherit the land. The answer is the Rashba that we just quoted, who says that if you live in Chutz La'aretz, you're not zeicha to that hashkocha. He adds one more line, that when Yaakov received the bracha from Yitzchak, which bracha was he receiving? The Birkas Avraham. What was the Birkas Avraham? That Klal Yisrael are going to be zeicha to an extra special direct hashkocha. But where is that? That's only in Eretz Yisrael. So by definition, the bracha that Yitzchak was giving to Yaakov was therefore that your nation is going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. Because if I'm giving you a bracha, the Birkas Avraham, that you're going to be the nation that is supervised and directed directly, not indirectly, then by definition, that happens in Eretz Yisrael. Now listen to a remarkable addition of the Rabbeinu Bachai. You might read these psukim 1,000 times and not notice, but Baruch Hashem, Rabbeinu Bachai did notice. We say these psukim every Motzah Shabbos. Ve'yiten lecho ha'elokim mital ha'shomayim u'mishmanei ha'aretz. So what was Yaakov Avinu's bracha? That you're going to be zeicha to dew and to mishmanei ha'aretz. Esav received a very similar bracha. Also it says, you'll be zeicha to shemen and tal. So what's the difference between the two brachas? Says Rabbeinu Bachai, a phenomenal ha'isofer. Do you know what the difference is? The difference is one word, but that says it all. V'yitein lecha ha'elokim. Hashem's name is mentioned in Yaakov's bracha. In Esav's bracha, Hashem's name is not mentioned. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, that is the entire difference between Yaakov and Esav. Where's Yaakov's bracha coming from? V'yiten lecha ha Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with that extra special, direct hashkocha, is sending you Tal HaShomayim and Shmanei Ha'aretz. Esav may receive the same, but it's not coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's coming through various intermediaries. It's coming through the course of nature. But Klal Yisrael, directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yitein locha ha'elokim. And this really, therefore, closes the circle. Avram Avinu is chosen as the nation to be zeicha to direct hashkocha, not indirect. That is passed down from Avram to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak gives that bracha to Yaakov, and that's what we call the Birkas Avraham. But where is that manifest? In Eretz Yisrael, such that ultimately Yitzchak's bracha to Yaakov is that your nation will be zeicha to inherit Eretz Yisrael, in which Klal Yisrael will be zeicha to an extra special direct hashkocha. Because that direct hashkocha is manifest in one place, and one place only, and that's Eretz Yisrael. And all of that, by the way, is hinted to in a pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Eretz, asher Hashem Elokecha, doyresh oisa tomid, einei Hashem Elokecha bo. The eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are on it. What does that mean? The eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not perusing, as it were, surveying the whole world? The answer is, they are. But the rest of the world, it's indirect. In Eretz Yisrael, it's the Einei Hashem Elokecha bo, the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, directly surveying and directing operations. Where? In Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. So this is a phenomenally important Yisoid that understands, explains to us the whole history of the formation of Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu is chosen as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation. There's going to be direct Hashkocha. Where is that going to be? In Eretz Yisrael. That's the bracha that was passed down, the Birkas Avraham, from Avraham to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak to Yaakov, and then to Klal Yisrael forevermore. We are the nation that is zeicha to that direct Hashkocha, which is manifest specifically in Eretz Yisrael. Now let's come back to Shemitah. Shemitah, as we explained in the name of Rishonim, is all about a chizuk in bitochin. Those of you who have joined us in the past for our vadim on bitochin might well remember the following yesod, and then we will see Rabbi Yisrael, the remarkable parallel between Shemitah and Eretz Yisrael. The Chovos Halvavos, right in the beginning of Shaar HaBitochin, says that if you are not Boteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what happens? You will inevitably be Boteach in other Koiches, in other forces. And then, Meisir HaElokim Hashkochosoi Me'olov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes his hashkocha from him, and puts you under the jurisdiction of that koyach that you were boiteach in. And if you remember, he brings a posuk, Boruch hagever asher yiftach b'Hashem, v'hoyo Hashem miftachoi. Do you know what that posuk is telling you? Blessed and praiseworthy is the one who's boiteach in Hashem, because do you know what happens if you're boiteach in Hashem? V'hoyo Hashem Mivtachoi. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes your Mivtach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes your security. As opposed to those who are not Boteach in Hashem, well, unfortunately, their Mivtach will be someone or something else. And what was the classic example? On his very lofty level, Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was criticized, as it were, for being Boiteach in the Star HaMashkim. He relied on the Star HaMashkim. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? If you rely on the Star HaMashkim, then your destiny will be reliant on the Star HaMashkim. And if he forgets about you for 2 years, then you will languish in jail for another 2 years. Why? Because that is exactly what the Chovos HaLevavos is teaching us. If you are Boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have direct supervision and Hashkacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you're Boiteach in other forces, then those other forces will have a very large say on your destiny. This is a very, very important yesod. The Ramban discusses this at great length in his commentary to Sefer Iyov, and he says that there are those tzaddikim who are so closely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have such tremendous bitochin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that their life is run completely different to other people. It's a miraculous existence. This is the direct hashkacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their lives are not being run through the process of teva and nature. Their lives are being run directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every day when we daven ala tzaddikim v'ala chasidim and those who are boitchim b'shimcha be'emes, and what are we daven for? V'sein sochar toiv l'chol ha'boitchim b'shimcha be'emes. Grant the reward to those who are boiteach in you. Which reward? Why does somebody who is boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu deserve a reward? Is bitochen a mitzvah? Is it one of the tariag mitzvahs? And the answer is, the schar of bitochen is that extra special hashkocha that you are zoicha to by attaching yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes your mivtach. And that's why the bracha concludes, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mishon, U'mivtach latzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mivtach. To whom? Only to tzaddikim who are boiteach in him. If you are not boiteach in him, then what happens to you? Then your destiny is controlled, as it were, albeit overall supervision by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it'll be indirect. You will be under the jurisdiction of those who you are boiteach in. And I found last night a metzia gedoyla, because the pasuk in Tehillim, which we say in davening, Einei Hashem el tzaddikim. The eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are over tzaddikim. We just explained that tzaddikim means those who are boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malbim says, Shemashkiach aleihem ba'atzmoi. Just like the Einei Hashem, which we quoted, the pasuk that refers to Eretz Yisrael, that direct hashkocha, so too, Einei Hashem el tzaddikim. Those who are tzaddikim, they are boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will be zeicha to direct hashkocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we understand, we've just all celebrated Pesach. What happened on Pesach? How were Klal Yisrael Zeicha to be redeemed from Mitzrayim? And the answer is, Chazal tell us, Loi nigalu avoiseinu mimitzrayim elo bizechus emuno. It's only through the koyach of emuno and bitochayim that Klal Yisrael were redeemed. So what happens when you're boiteach and you have emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What did we all say on the Leil HaSeder? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I took them out, loy al yedei shliach, veloy al yedei malach, hafla vofela. Because if you are boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have extra special hashkocha. Loy al yedei shliach, loy al yedei malach, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvoidoi Uba'atzmoi. So I think we can now come back to our mitzvah of Shemitah, and we see this remarkable parallel. Shemitah is all about bitochen. And we've just explained that the schar of bitochen is direct hashkocha, miraculous hashkocha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not through any intermediary, not through a malach, and not through a shliach, and not through teva. You live a miraculous existence. Your operations are all directed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. We said that is the unique chelek of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. If you live out of Eretz Yisrael, it's Kemisha Ein Lo Yaloika. You are not zeicha to miraculous existence. Rather, it's through teva. Not so if you live in Eretz Yisrael. So if we come back now all the way to where we began, where is the mitzvah of Shemitah pertinent? In Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael can be zeicha to that direct hashkocha. But how so? What's the ticket to be indeed zeicha to that direct hashkocha? The answer is by attaching yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam through a chizuk of bitochein. That is the mitzvah of Shemitah. Klal Yisrael are going to enter Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to be zeicha to the Einei Hashem, the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Doiresh Oysa Tomid, Einei Hashem Alekecho Bo, that special direct Hashkocha in Eretz Yisrael. That's going to be the special chelek of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. But how are they going to be zeicha to that? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to give them the mitzvah of Shemitah. The mitzvah of Shemitah, which will remind them, Ki li kol haaretz. It will therefore necessarily and inevitably be a chizuk in bitochein. If you are mischazik in bitochein, you are those tzadikim. Einei Hashem el tzadikim. Mishon u'mivtoch la tzadikim. Al ha-tzadikim v'al-ha-chasidim v'al-ha-boitchim b'shimcha be'emes. Then indeed you can be zoicha. You have earned by rights that extra special direct hashkocha, which is the chelek of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And if you don't keep Shemitah, then what happens? If you don't keep Shemitah, you have displayed a lack of bitochein in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, if you have a lack of bitochein in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're no longer zoicha to this direct hashkocha. And if you're not zoicha to this direct hashkocha, you have no place in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is for those who want a direct connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those who want to be mischazik in their bitochein in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be zoicha to that extra special direct hashkocha. Failure to keep the Shemitah, failure to be mischazik in bitochein, you have no place in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the land for those who want to have a direct, supernatural hashkocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think therefore we have answered all our questions. Why is the mitzvah of Shemitah pertinent to Eretz Yisrael? And why, when you don't keep Shemitah, are you exiled from Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is, because Eretz Yisrael is the land in which we can be zeicha to extra special, miraculous hashkocha. But that needs to be earned by being mischazik in our bitochein. That's why we are given the mitzvah of bitochein in Eretz Yisrael. Because it's precisely the mitzvah of Shemitah, whose essence is all about bitochein. Through that we can indeed connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be zeicha to this direct hashkocha. Failure to keep the mitzvah of Shemitah means we have no interest in being mischazik in our bitochein. We have no interest in connecting ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well then, you cannot be zeicha to what Eretz Yisrael has to offer. So you will be exiled from Eretz Yisrael. This is, of course, a very timely message, not only Parashas HaShavua, but in Yonah D'Yema. We are here in the mitzvah, in the year of Shemitah, and all of us, without exception, every person finds themselves from time to time in a situation where he needs extra Siyata D'Shmaya. He needs miracles. He needs Nisim. One needs to know that here in Eretz Yisrael, this is the place that we could be zeicha to it. Specifically through a chizuk in bitochim. And that is the essence of the mitzvah of Shemitah. So may we indeed be zeicha to be mekayim not just the halachas of Shemitah, but also the avoida of Shemitah, which is a chizuk in bitochim, a forging a close connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feeling that reliance on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and then indeed in Eretz Yisrael one could be zeicha. We will be zeicha to the schar of bitochin, which is that hashkocha. Ani v'loy alidei shuyach, loy alidei malach. May we be zeicha to hear only besureis toivois, yeshuais for all those who need them. And be'ezas Hashem will be zeicha to the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. And once again, the mitzvah of Shemitah will be a mitzvah min ha-Torah. At the moment, Bizman HaGolos, if Bizman HaChorban, the mitzvah of Shemitah is indeed only midrabbonon. But Chazal tell us, in the zechus of keeping the Shemitah, b'moitzoye shvius, after Shemitah, having kept the avoidah of Shemitah, ben Yishai, ben David, the Mashiach will come. May it indeed be, b'mheira, b'yominu, amen.